For the last two decades, Father Roy Bourgeois has been working to shut down the notorious School of the Americas, or SOA, now known as WINSEC. The U.S. Army facility in Fort Benning, Georgia, has trained some 60,000 Latin American military personnel in counterinsurgency and torture since it opened in 1946. Its list of graduates includes some of the world's most notorious human rights abusers. Speaking to a packed house at Lakewood United Church of Christ in St. Petersburg, Father Roy explained exactly what U.S. taxpayer dollars were funding and who suffered as a result.
They come here to learn commando tactics, psychological warfare, counterinsurgency techniques. The big question, of course, who are the insurgents? What we learned was that they are who they've always been. They are the poor. They are the university students, the spiritual leaders like Bishop Romero and the churchwomen and others. They are the healthcare workers. They are those who call for reform, a living wage. They were the targets of those who trained here.
He spoke passionately about his hero, Archbishop Oscar Romero, who was assassinated in 1980.
We can speak, of course, for hours about this prophet, this martyr, this peacemaker, this great lover of the poor, Oscar Romero. Many books have been written about him. For me and so many of us, he is a model of what a church leader, a spiritual leader should be about. He said he had a voice. He had power. Of course he did. He was a bishop. And he must use his power and his voice for his people, he said, who were voiceless, powerless. So many of our bishops, religious leaders, spiritual leaders of so many faith traditions have, their voices have fallen silent. They are not resisting the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. They are silent. But what I've learned is that we cannot wait for our politicians or our spiritual leaders to speak. We must speak.
Bourgeois talked about the recent military coup in Honduras, also carried out by SOA graduates. He said he was disappointed in President Obama and Secretary of State Clinton for their inaction in helping return President Manuel Zelaya to office. But he said change is sweeping across Latin America as more and more countries pull their military members out of WINSEC.
Venezuela, Argentina, Uruguay, and Costa Rica. We're very hopeful that Bolivia will be pulling out their troops this year with President Evo Morales at the helm now. There is this sea change taking place in Latin America, we have found. Countries that have been dominated by their military, supported by our country and this school, training their soldiers. Many militaries are being sidelined, as in Bolivia. A lot of that fear that we lived under is being replaced by hope. And that's very encouraging to go to these countries today. But this school down in Georgia continues to be an obstacle to that process of democracy that's taken root.
When asked what it would take to shut down WINSEC, Father Bourgeois told WMNF that the president could do it with the stroke of a pen by executive order.
Line item veto. President Obama has the power to close that tomorrow. We have been trying for months now to get through Rahm Emanuel, you know, his chief of staff and his top advisor, to get to Obama. It's not easy. We did go to Congressman John Lewis from Atlanta, you know, the well-known civil rights leader, who's a good friend of Barack Obama. And he actually wrote a letter on our behalf asking to meet with us. That has not happened to date, but we're not giving up.
SOA Watch celebrated a small victory last summer when Congress approved the McGovern C-Stack Bishop Lewis Amendment, which will require that the names, ranks, countries of origin, and dates of attendance of WINSEC graduates be made public, information which Father Roy said is vital in documenting the violence.
Those names were given to us for many years, but after 9/11... they stopped giving us the names, all in the name of national security. Now, what this does, it presents a major problem for us because
We are not able to document human rights abuses by these soldiers trained at the school, returning to their home countries, who have really caused untold suffering and death to their people. The Pentagon is trying all they can with their limited power, but a lot of power, not to give us those names. And what this is all about, of course, is they do not want bad publicity. This school has become a public relations nightmare for them. They say they are teaching democracy here, but this is a joke. You do not teach democracy behind the barrel of a gun.
Last year, Massachusetts Representative Jim McGovern reintroduced the Latin America Military Training Review Act. H.R. 2567 would suspend operations at the SOA and investigate human rights abuses associated with the school. 42 U.S. House members have endorsed the bill to date. The only Florida delegate to have signed on is Democratic Representative Alan Grayson of Orlando.